This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we have Karen Praisnor joining me, and we're going to talk about the amazing healing power of Food Summit, a bunch of interviews she's done, and I want to get a little bit of insight into some of the topics she's covered, as well as we'll talk a little bit about what I will reveal in my discussion of heart health with her and when my session is going to be revealed to the world through that. Go sign up at the Robert Scott Bell Show notes, and you will see it there, and you can sign up for free. Speaking of sessions, we've got open on the opioid epidemic, and our illustrious attorney general, who, you know, listen, I'm sure if he was your grandpa, he's probably a pretty nice grandpa. You can hang out.
He's probably a nice enough guy.
Right. Talk about the old days, right? And, you know, he's a guy I would like to, hey, what was it like when you were growing up? And ask, that to me is the kind of interesting fellow he would be. But when it comes to things in a context of a more modern contemporary setting, he is a bit anachronistic. In other words, he's seeing things through that lens that's kind of stopped evolving or stopped changing, oh, about 50, 60 years ago. And, you know, case in point, our discussion, which has been ongoing here on this show, about our concerns for the opioid epidemic. We've talked about the corruption within FDA that says, you know what, we're just gonna go with whatever the manufacturer of these drugs says is okay. And of course they came out and said it's really not that addictive, it's not gonna be a problem. FDA goes, okay, stamp of approval, go ahead, you can pass, collect $200 billion, you know what I'm saying, and then move on. So there's plenty of so-called blame or guilt to go around, because the doctors themselves have participated by, you know, writing these scripts. And I'm not gonna say they're all written improperly, because we do know there is a reality of pain that is so intractable and severe that people desperately need really intense help. Now, in the case in Superdome, before I bring you in here, I just want to remind folks about my wife's journey for 6 years after having some tooth extractions. And we didn't know it at the time, created a cavitation where there were things that the body couldn't access, but yet the nerves were being continually aggravated. So she suffered for 6 years with trigeminal neuralgia, a pain that is intractable, and it is considered a suicide level pain because it's just so relentless. And we tried desperately everything. And at certain points, we even got prescriptions for opioids. I don't remember at the time what it was, but they really didn't touch the pain. And they made her sick, and she could say, yeah, she understood why people would become addicted to them. And so we looked for other things. And before we go into what those other things are, Super Don, again, you probably addressed this or seen people having to address this level of pain and recognize we have compassion for those people. It's not us attacking those people. We like to say, can we be more principally solution-oriented in this than Jeff Sessions is being?
Well, I mean, I have nothing but compassion for people that are hurting in any way whatsoever. And what grinds my gears on this opioid epidemic thing is that, like anything else that you get government involved in or Congress involved in to try and solve or, you know, come up with a solution, they just botch the whole thing up. and they grandstand, right? You know, for political points. You know, we have an opioid epidemic and the children and oh my goodness, and we need to declare an opioid epidemic alert, you know, a health emergency, you know, and all of these things. And then you got Jeff Sessions, who's supposed to be in charge of this, right? And if you look at what it is that Jeff Sessions has done, let's just go down the list, okay? Jeff Sessions has decided to crack down on anti-diarrhea medicine.
Hmm.
What? That is just like, that is has nothing to do with why we have an opioid epidemic. It's window dressing. When he comes out with these things, we are cracking down on Imodium, okay? How about weaponizing the term opioid to go after Kratom?
Mm.
Kratom, it's an opioid. We need to crack down on Kratom because there are 44 people have died in the past 8 years from Kratom. First off, we've already debunked that. And even if that were true, 115 people on average die every day from opioids, and you're going to go after something that may have possibly hurt some people over the last 8 years. It's not even on the radar. How about we are cracking down on the dark net because people sometimes buy illegal drugs on the internet? Again, nothing to do with the opioid epidemic that we're experiencing. And also, if you're going to sit here and say that one of your accomplishments is now asking medical practitioners whether they have received continuing medical education on prescribing, again, that is not going to have any significant impact on the epidemic that we're experiencing right now. This is nothing. It's bunk.
So based on all of what you just laid out so beautifully, Super Don, we are encouraging Attorney General Jeff Sessions to retire and become grandpa. And just leave everybody alone. Because
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's out of his league in this realm. And
he's completely naive. I guarantee you. I mean, listen, it's hard for people to understand the problem of opioid addiction if you haven't taken the time to even sit down and discuss this situation with somebody. How about we talk to people who are addicts? Why, you know, I mean, if we're going to solve the problem, you've got to understand the problem, and you can't take this, you know, keep it at arm's length, and think that you're going to solve this. Like, for example, Sessions was in Tampa, I think it was yesterday, at the U.S. Attorney's Office, explaining all these great things that he's done to solve the opioid epidemic or to, you know, try and do something about it. And he has a suggestion. I think he thinks he's figured out to solve this epidemic.
To be fair, I think we should give him a chance to speak.
Oh, why not? Okay.
All right. Give a listen to Jeff Sessions, Attorney General of the United States, currently in the Trump administration, suggestions for the opioid epidemic or people that are addicted to opioids. It's quite extraordinary. Give a listen.
The plain fact is, I believe, and I am operating on the assumption, that this country prescribes too many opioids. I mean, people need to take some aspirin sometimes and top it out a little. That's what General Kelly, you know, he's a Marine. He had a surgery on his hand. It's painful surgery. He said, I'm not taking any drugs. It did hurt, though. He did admit it. But, I mean, a lot of people, you can get through these things.
So the Attorney General of the United States says, tough it up, take an aspirin, basically. And
what a Nimrod.
No, he's totally out of his league in this regard, because the people that are resorting to opioids, and again, this is not talking about the street corner folks that are sniffing this stuff, and we're talking about people who had been prescribed. It is not an aspirin level pain they're dealing with. Intractable pain, deep level pain, non-steroidal or steroidal in many of these cases are not sufficient. Now, case in point, I bring up my wife's case. Now, fortunately for us, obviously we have a very holistic orientation, and I'll be, you know, I say it this way just to the chagrin of the atheist skeptics. We, you know, are very much spiritually focused, and we do believe in prayer and, you know, pray for guidance, that kind of thing. And what came into our lives, my buddy Stuart Tom says, oh my gosh, you got to check this out that I just discovered, you know, like he had uncovered it in his own life and said, this is amazing. This was CBD some years ago. This was in the midst of the crisis we were going through. And that gave her at least some semblance of a semi-functional life. It wasn't optimal, but it wasn't addictive. And it allowed her to survive long enough for us to figure out, you know, what was really the problem and have it corrected. and it was an allopathic cause, and there was an allopathic intervention that reversed it. In other words, a surgical intervention that had to take place to clean out that area that was left. But we are dealing with, again, this is so far beyond aspirin, and I get the concept. I mean, I'm not ragging on Jeff Sessions in a personal way. Like he says, well, General Kelly got through it. I get that. Some people can tough out temporary pain. But we're talking about not a temporary pain. We're talking about the intractable scenario that is relentless. And when I went through my experience, Super Don, years ago when my low back just went out on me, and it was a pain like the fire of 1,000 suns in my low back, I did not see a way forward unless I could get out of this pain, that I could understand the people that do become suicidal because there were fleeting thoughts of, oh my gosh, if this is going to last forever in this body, I cannot continue. All right, so I'm just being honest about that. Now, I crawled into a doctor of chiropractic's office, a friend of ours, and I was able to walk out. Now, it wasn't the end of the situation. It was the beginning of a rehab journey, but I was also well before I knew anything about CBD or whatever, but that's another aspect to this. Why aren't we embracing osteopathic perspectives and chiropractic perspectives on a lot of skeletal pain that is manifesting so severely that people are running to the doctor for opioid administration? You see what I'm saying? So there are other considerations here, and of course, the issue of managing it with cannabis or kratom, like we've said, or pulling people off of the addictiveness. I mean, nothing like that is on Sessions' radar. In fact, he still thinks cannabis, marijuana, as he calls it, is nothing but an addictive, dangerous substance with no medical benefit. Again, how out of touch is he? So the concept of looking at this principally, what are the real causes of the pain? How do we remove it? If you say the cause is inflammation, which can be argued, do you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, steroidal anti-inflammatory drug? No, because that damages the liver ultimately. So that's not, to me, in my mind, a principled solution once you identify inflammation as one of the causes. Now, if you have a displacement or a maladjustment, malalignment, or a subluxation, as we talk about in chiropractic, you look to correct that. So I think about this principally, like we talked a little bit about the principles of a Rand Paul saying, my gosh, you want to solve the problem that we have by spending even more, which is like by taking even more opioids to kind of make the pain go away, but make the ultimate body much worse, Super Don.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is we're not going to be able to solve this problem by having somebody like Jeff Sessions in charge, because Jeff Sessions doesn't get it. He doesn't get any part of this. If you can't recognize that the opioid epidemic is something that needs to be, recognized as, a real problem that's beyond taking an aspirin, then yeah, you're just not going to get there.
Folks, go out and get some Plus CBD oil if you like. PlusCBDOil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Thanks to our friends at CV Sciences. We'll be back with more powerful healing discussions here as we head into the weekend on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, sometimes covering a Jeff Sessions story like that, Super D, my brain begins to hurt. I'm like, you are so out of touch, guy. Dude, come on. Get
with the program. That's a Monty Python skit, you know.
It could be. It could be.
My brain hurts.
My brain hurts, right? I can't stoop down to that level. Come on. Go home, Grandpa. Now, before we get into the upcoming Amazing Healing Power of Food Summit, Let's do like a SmackDown update. Give a listen to this.
Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. Yeah! Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. It's a
bubble. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
I know it's kind of crazy calling that a SmackDown update because if you're out there smoking doobies, you're not smacking anybody down. You're just chilling and having some munchies. There should have been like, you know, a Budweiser commercial for a SmackDown thing. Yeah, we're going to raw. Yeah, I'm going to beat you up, right? That kind of thing. But the reality is there is a story here. Medical Express, I think, covered it. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And it asks the question, well, which is more dangerous or which is easier on the brain? Speaking of Jeff Sessions. And it turns out cannabinoids are easier on the brain than booze. Now, I don't think, Super D, we were under any wrong-headed impression, no pun intended on the head segment there, but that at this point alcohol was not more harmful to the brain than, well, CBD or cannabinoids of any and all kinds seem to be brain protective.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a mixed bag. I mean, it's, you know, everything has, there's exceptions to everything. Because, listen, if you are a chronic, a cannabis smoker, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, there are going to be, there's definitely going to be the possibility of some negative side effects to that.
Well, okay? what do you think they are? I mean, we've covered some of them over the years beyond, like we've heard sluggishness, some symptoms of paranoia, right? Maybe schizophrenia. Yeah. We've seen that. Like I said, I agree that overuse and abuse of, as we talk about, anything. Right?
Yeah, anything.
Exactly.
Because here's the thing. I mean, on the flip side of the coin on this, you know, somebody who's a casual drinker, you're not going to have, you know, the negative effects of alcohol as somebody who's an alcoholic. So, you know, it's all about using your head and reason. But, you know, in this case, I think it's interesting, this study. They used to think, at least the school of thought was that cannabinoids are damaging to your brain health, given that you have this immediate psychoactive effect when you're smoking cannabis.
Right, but
it
doesn't turn out that that's necessarily true. In fact, again, we've covered it a lot. I've written about it with Ty Bollinger in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, how it's neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. And interestingly enough, if we look at alcohol's impact on the body, its primary negative impact initially is on the liver, right? And I've said it, if the liver goes, everything goes. Right? You cannot function without that, you know, ultimately long-term way, without 100% optimal liver function, because you've got to constantly deal with metabolic waste and, of course, now environmental waste and things like that. Now, alcohol is dehydrating. That's another aspect of it. Cannabis is not dehydrating. And interestingly enough, the cannabidiol or the cannabinoids apparently don't have a negative effect on the liver. That right there is what I call a clue in terms of long-term toxicity. If it's not toxic to the liver, even the impact on the brain is not necessarily in a destructive, destruction of the neurons, for instance. We could say, yeah, there might be a slowing of certain, you know, synaptic connections, but is it because of injury or something else? I'm not sure. And there still needs to be, granted, some study on that, but nobody is under the illusion with all the study they've done on alcohol in the danger to the brain, the nervous system, etc.
We've known this for years, that it does have a negative impact on gray matter and white matter. So, you know, that's a known thing. Do we need to do more study on cannabis? Yeah, but so far, at least with what we've seen, it's not even close to what alcohol does.
Yeah, exactly. And this is another irony. We've had, of course, Jonathan Ebord on every week, but he's taken on a case against the FTC, I think, as well as what was formerly the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and FDA, as they're all trying to say, you can't say you have a safer alcohol, even though it's been proven in the scientific literature as well as validated independently, that they put this botanical additive, I forget the name of it, but into alcohol, and it reduced the damaging effects to DNA in the liver, etc. So they don't want you to say that there is an option out there to reduce the toxicity of a substance that they don't like, or that they want to tax and profit off of course, for the old alcohol makers, so to speak. They don't want the competition of having to buy this additive that would be reducing the toxicity of their alcohol. Anyway, that's an aside. We're going to go into this upcoming Amazing Healing Power of Food Summit. Karen Prazner is next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And then Super D and me will be back to wrap it up heading into the weekend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a week ago when I was in Utah with my buddy Paul Baratiero, I got a call from the doc of detox, and Dr. Daryl Wolf says, hey, you got to talk to Karen Prazer. She's doing an amazing online summit. You got to do the interview. It's going to be awesome. And when the doc of detox says it's going to be awesome, it's going to be awesome. And it was. I actually got to interact with Karen Prazer, my guest this segment, about her free interview series. It's called The Amazing Healing Power of Food. Take control of your health and feel better naturally. And I want to sneak preview it for all of y'all that haven't already signed up since I started talking about it this week. Karen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, great to be here.
Great to have you with me. And as I was watching your preview video introducing and welcoming people to the healing power of food, the amazing healing power of food, it struck me as, oh my gosh, she's telling my story too. How many of us have been abused, misdiagnosed, wrongly diagnosed, or even properly diagnosed but treated horribly by the medical profession when it comes to, for instance, gut health? But name any other disease or disease scenario, and it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, boy. I mean, I think without a doubt, the majority of the population, it's just all too common.
Yeah. So your journey, like mine, we wanted to feel better. We wanted to have a longer range future outlook that would be one that is not, you know, a random act of luck, bad luck, good luck. Like, could we do things that make a difference? And my sense is that you found ways to do that, and you wanted to learn more ways to do that, which is why you set this thing up.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it took me a long time to figure out how to start really taking control of my health. And, you know, through food, through exercise, through yoga. So actually, I run a yoga studio currently, and almost everybody that I meet has, you know, some kind of condition they're dealing with, and everybody tells me, I want to take fewer pills or I've got to get off this medicine. It's just, you know, I hear it from everybody. So something's got to change, and I thought this summer would be a great way to do that, to reach out to more people, you know, get a little more global and start sharing some good information out there.
Yeah, Karen, yesterday on the show, I got a little frustrated on my show talking about people that say that what you just said. I want to take fewer pills, right? And I believe them. It's not that I don't believe them, but there's so much misinformation, disinformation, and fear that when push comes to shove, they run back to the doctor and get the medicines that they say they don't want. And I think it's because they don't have access to the information yet. It hasn't embedded in their own DNA the way it has for me over so many years, and the way I'm sure that it's working through you. So I can't reach everybody. Not any one of us can reach everybody, but that's why I feel it's so important, as the Doc of Detox said, hey, you got to do this to reach everybody that we can, everybody who is ready. And I think you're reaching out to a whole new audience of folks that, as you encounter them, they need to learn some things.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And as you know, the Doc of Detox is all about our belief systems. And mm-hmm. we've been taught from day one, doctors are the authority and they're the ones who heal us, when that's not at all the case. They fix some things. But we heal us. We're the healers. And we have to take responsibility for our own healing.
Yeah, beautifully said. So, and by the way, folks, there's a link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check on the banner. Let's scroll down in the notes. Click it. Should be getting an email if you haven't already from me. But the idea is, click it. It's free. Sign up. You're going to get access to all of these interviews. Now, this has been going on for a while already, but yet you still have time to participate. I don't know when you're going to air the interview you did with me, but I want to learn a little bit more about some of the folks and the topics you've covered already and that you're coming up to cover.
Mm-hmm. That you and I recorded, just to let you know, is going to be, it's on Valentine's Day.
How nice, the heart on Valentine's Day. I like
yeah.
the timing.
Yeah, good one. So we had the Doc of Detox on, and I hadn't met him before. I wasn't very familiar with him. And I asked him, well, can you talk about leaky gut syndrome? And he said, yeah, sure. And he gets on the show, and wow, he really blew my mind. He went into about our belief systems.
Yes.
And our negative thoughts, and how we're indoctrinated into this culture, in our societal culture, and we're just on automatic pilot so much of the time. We've got to wake up, because our thoughts affect, our mind controls everything. And so our body is reacting to what's going on in our mind. And so I love his talk. And it was funny that I had him go overtime, and the way I had set up the recording, I hadn't planned accordingly. And he says, oh, you know, yeah, let's go longer, and you can just edit out whatever you want to cut the time. And I'm not editing any of this. Are you kidding me?
This is great stuff.
So
exactly.
I kept going. Yeah, I kept going, unfortunately, the interview ran out before we were wrapping our comments. But I got 50 minutes with the Doc of Detox, so that's one of my favorite sessions.
Nice, nice. And so what other topics, or anybody that you want to spotlight that will pique the interest of my listeners who are definitely engaged in a learning process and, like me, can't get enough? We want to learn more. We want to learn from folks that have different ideas about how to integrate these good things that empower us.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the more unusual ones, do you know Dr. Lindsay Berkson?
No, I know the name. I don't think I've interviewed Dr. Lindsay Berkson.
Yeah. She jumped right on the summit, and I said, what do you want to talk about? Can we talk about anti-aging or something like that? And she says, well, I've got a topic for you. Why you need a sexy brain? I said, well, I'm curious about that, so let's go with that. And she's brilliant. She's really brilliant. So she talked about our brain health is dependent on our sex hormones. And our sex hormones are dependent on our nutrition. And so she really gave a fascinating talk about how that's all linked together, because we're so concerned with our brain health. You know, nobody wants Alzheimer's. Nobody wants dementia. We're so concerned if we start to get even forgetful at all.
Right.
So that's a great one. That one is going to air. Oh, that one's today, I think. Yeah, that one's airing today. So we're halfway through the summit. I've got 20 speakers, and it goes until Sunday, February 18th, and that includes a replay period. So it doesn't matter that you've missed half of the summit. There's still a lot that you'll catch each day. I release a different interview each morning, and at the end, I'm going to let them all be fully accessible. So you'll have access to all of them. They're 30-minute audio interviews, very easy to listen to. You can listen while you're fixing your breakfast or whatever you'd like to do, And so you can play catch up at the end there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because I know the summit's ongoing and people are hearing about it after the fact. Again, there's still more to go. As you say, it goes through the 18th of February. But if you miss it, folks, you won't access it if you don't access it. How do you do it? You go to robertscottbell.com. Just scroll down. There's a banner link. Click it. You'll see in today's show notes as well. It's there. And sign up for free. And then you'll have access to the ongoing interviews that have yet to be aired. And then a replay weekend, I imagine. And I'm excited about hearing some of these interviews as well. Now, our interview together, which we did a couple of days ago, is interesting because you wanted to talk heart health. And I love talking heart health, but I don't often, all the time, talk about it. So it's interesting when the tables are turned and I become the interviewee. Was there anything intriguing about what you learned in our discussion that you hadn't heard before related to that topic?
Well, I was asking you, in a few different angles about cholesterol, because I know that that's an important subject related to the heart, and many people are so concerned and they have some misinformation about cholesterol. But you really woke me up in saying, okay, well, yeah, cholesterol, sure, but here's where you need to look, it's the liver. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? The liver? So that was a brand new information to me about the importance of detoxing your liver, which we do have another one of our speakers got into a lot of detail about detoxing liver and brain.
Excellent. Yeah, I enjoyed the deep dive into the relationship between cholesterol levels and liver health. That's often overlooked. As you say, it's not only about the fallacy of cholesterol as a cause of heart disease, but to understand the relationship between it and the liver and its function, which isn't only detoxification, but its primary role is in detoxification. But it actually produces this life-saving, interestingly enough, that you mentioned the other interview about the love and the brain, right? That cholesterol plays a vital role in those youthful hormones and brain health. So I see how the tapestry is being woven almost from above through all of your interviews that you're conducting.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap from one, almost like tossing the baton from one speaker to another. And I'm so excited from everything I've learned and what I'm able to share with people. It's just an amazing collection of information from different perspectives and different angles.
If you're just joining us, Karen Preznar is with me now, and she's got a Summit Online free interview series, The Amazing Healing Power of Food. Take control of your health and feel better naturally. We're just kind of giving some sneak previews, some insights, some tidbits that hopefully entice you to sign up for free and give a listen to them. If you've missed some of the interviews, you'll have an opportunity to listen later. But my interview that I did with her, she interviewed me, Karen, on Valentine's Day, talking about heart health. And I thought, oh, that's a beautiful gift. Thank you. Now I don't have to get anything for my honey. Well, except the chocolate I already ordered.
Dark chocolate, I hope.
Oh, yeah, it's an organic, I think it's a Coco Mojo from the Health Ranger, which is awesome. So let's see, what any other topics? I mean, when you started this, did you have an idea? Did you map out, I need somebody to talk about this, or did some of this, it sounds like it evolved almost in the call, as though you thought it would go one way and it went somewhere else, perhaps even better?
Yeah, it was really both. I sat down, I said, you know, I want to talk about the heart, I want to talk about cancer, I want to talk about detoxing and, you know, juices and all these things. I had this long list, and then I sought out people who could talk on those topics. And then sometimes they'd say, well, you know, what about this instead? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a great topic. So it did sort of take on a life of its own. But you know, as you know, I said to you, I'd really like to talk about the heart. I feel like this wouldn't be complete without someone talking about the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the same way about cancer. So if people are listening, they should really sign up today, because tomorrow I'm airing the interview with Dr. Tony Jimenez from the Hope for Cancer Institute in Mexico.
Nice, yeah.
And and he's another one. His information is precious, and he gets
Dr. Tony.
Yeah, he has a very practical list of things, like, you know, things our brain can grasp very easily. I need to do these 7 things, or these 10 things I need to be aware of. So his interview is airing tomorrow, and he was also gracious enough to give me an extra 20 minutes. So he's
a little bonus time with Dr. Tony.
50 minutes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Hey, Karen Brazenar, I appreciate all that you're doing. Thanks for having me participate, and thanks again. Shout out to the Doc at Detox for plugging us in. And sign up today, folks. This is an amazing event, and I know if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show regularly, you're hungry for more healing information, not less, and you got the opportunity now. Sign up. The Amazing Healing Power of Food. Take control of your health and feel better naturally. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Karen Brazenar, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Great to be on your show.
Awesome.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts of Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's.
Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Scott Bell Show.
We open up today's show talking about parties. No, not the ones that are actually fun. The Democrats and the Republicans. Now, we're going to talk about lightening it up a bit, right? We've got a kind of a fun news report. It's kind of a satirical what if. Can you imagine?
Kind of.
Maybe,
how about a whole lot of? Yes.
Maybe it's, I don't know how satirical it would be, because if this really happened, this might happen, right? Our good buddy, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, he did it again. And it's not a Britney Spears, oops, I did it again. But I guess you could borrow some of that talent and do some silly things. Imagine if an executive order from Donald Trump, President Trump, came out and said, I have looked at the research, and it looks like this stuff is horrible. I'm banning it. What is it I'm banning? Trans fats. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you loyal, humble, lovable listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show would go, awesome! We know how horrible trans fats are. But there are some left-leaning listeners that are maybe not in the know. They're newer to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we want to kind of hold their hand and gently bring them along. Well, Mike Adams doesn't want to gently bring them along. He wants to point out the ludicrousness, ridiculousness, potential of this. So prepare to be offended. If Donald Trump were to ban trans fats, this is what might transpire if you heard them reporting about it on CNN.
Welcome to CNN Special Report. Today we learned that under the presidency of an intolerant bigot named Donald Trump, the FDA has declared that it will ban trans fats. This bigoted display of insensitivity against obese trannies will not be tolerated here at CNN. Trans fats have every right to exist in our society, just like skinny trannies or overweight gays.
Okay. Now that we've offended at least half of our audience, I hope you get the spirit with which it was intended. Because
half of our audience?
Well, okay,
how do you
maybe
figure?
Isn't our audience made up of trans fats?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, I got the wrong audience. So. I'm so
Maybe,
sorry.
Maybe, I suppose.
You got to see this. It's like in the vein of South Park. It was hilarious. I laughed my aspirin off, and I hope you will too. But again, the idea is hypersensitivity. If somebody misinterprets something, they'll go off on a rail and go, oh my gosh, this is outrageous. You're banning fat people who happen to be trans whatever. And of course, leave it to Mike Adams to lighten our day into the weekend. I laughed. Super Don, you didn't laugh, of course. This is way below your humor threshold.
I'm just old and very serious and don't find things like that funny.
It's
good. Yeah. He does kind of sound like Cartman, doesn't he?
I told you. It was inspired by that cartoon that my son does like, I have to say, South Park. Anyway, let's move on to something equally funny. I laughed out loud reading this article, but it's more serious. The Washington Post is apparently begging Natural News, yes, Mike Adams Natural News, to give them WashingtonPost.news, the domain name, for free after failing to register it for themselves. And Mike just is like, oh my gosh, does he not hold back on Jeff Bezos and the you know, leftist fake news creating Washington Post? Again, this is not to say they've never made a legitimate news article. We recognize that and we point that out from time to time. But by and large, they are now a CIA-related rag because of Bezos' actual contract with the CIA as well. And they knowingly fabricate fake news stories, publishing them as facts. This has happened, and we have pointed it out as well. So, Super D, did you laugh out loud at this? I did.
I think it's humorous. And, of all people that the Washington Post would need to try and confront over this, Mike Adams is probably not the one that they were hoping for, because he's not going to go quietly into the night in this situation. Because, look, a couple of years ago when the .news domain name became available, he bought like every .news you can think of. I mean, if there's a .news out there, chances are Mike Adams owns the domain to it.
Yeah, they could have had it for like $150, Washington Post, if they had jumped on it.
Well, initially it was $15.
Right, but I think there was a pre-segment area time when you could buy it before it went public. So they had an option to buy, at a whopping $150, which would have obviously bankrupted the Washington Post. So Mike got it, and they bought it for $15, and he's got a lot of .news, Trump.news, et cetera. And, of course, they want it back. They want it for free. They're probably spending a quarter of $100,000 at this point on attorneys just to threaten Mike, and it's not going to work. And he says, listen, you make me a fair offer, I'll sell it, and I'll donate the money to charity, okay? And go read it. It's very funny that he trumped the Washington Post with the purchase of Washington Post. .news. Very enjoyable. All right, folks. Well, we got a lot more healing to go, but we're gonna take a break until we'll be back on Sunday. For those of you listening live, go to robertscottbell.com. Please spread the good news, the healing empowerment that we do here. You know it. The message is the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.